Good morning. How are you on this fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have right now in your life. Be happy. Be thankful. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. I'm out of it this morning. I had a transgression, I feel, against me. And I went to bed a little angry, which God says not to do. I woke up enraged. And, you know, you got to forgive. And part of this whole deal, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage or servitude to the law. To stand fast in that liberty, you have to renew and renovate your mind to what the Word says. If you go to, I'm having a hard time this morning, which is why I'm going over this most definitely. But if you go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one another in the fear of Christ." You want to stand in liberty. What are you speaking to yourself? Today I woke up and I'm speaking to myself just putrid thoughts, filthy communication. I'm angry. And there's a revolving in my mind where it's hard for me to break out of it. But this is what we're supposed to speak on. And we have the Holy Spirit in us, or think on. We have the Holy Spirit in us. You can change and renovate your mind immediately. If you go to, I'm going to jump over to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. It says, "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." The word comes from God. It's divine. We are to think on these things. If you want to change your mind, if you want to stand in the liberty, it's getting your mind to think on the things of God, to forgive. You listen to the word, you believe that word, and you start to live it. So as I'm dealing with this anger this morning, that you either can live in the enmity, which is directly against God, where I'm sitting there just being negative towards this person, or you sing songs and hymns and spiritual songs in your mind to the Lord. Which is more freeing? Where is the liberty? Where do you sit in your life? I'm not saying this stuff is easy. It's a challenge for me to change my mind. But if I want to live, you don't just live by eating and the food and raiment and water. You live by the word. You feed your mind as well. If you go to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "And be not conformed or shaped or fashioned to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing or the renovation of the mind." We have God's word. You can change your mind, and you have to choose to change your mind. I cannot allow myself to dwell in this place. It is not of God. It is not from the origins of God. We live in a forgiving time. God forgave you all your trespasses, all your sins. The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous. It's through faith, which is why we are to have. Well, this is why it talks about God's active compassion, his mercy towards us, that you are saved by grace. It's nothing that we did. You have to forgive. You have to know the word. You got to know. You got to capture those thoughts and bring them to Christ. You got to change your mind. If you go to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, "There is therefore now not one condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the new spiritual nature of life remaining within Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." God made you free. God made you free, and yet you can't forgive? God made me free, and yet I'm having a hard time forgiving. You gotta let this stuff go. We are to forgive. You're not to stay in your mind. You got to change it to what the word says. I'm going to finish up with this. If you run, jump back over to Romans chapter 12, verse 9, it says, let love be without dissimulation, without hypocrisy. Abhor evil, cleave to the good. Be kindly affectioned, like a family, one to another, with brotherly love or love for the brethren. In honor, preferring one another, not slothful or slow or tardy in serious purpose, but boiling hot in the spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in the hope, which is that expectation of future good, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Verse 14, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but consent to things of low estate. Provide things honest in the sight of God and of men. These are the things we're to think on. Change, renew, renovate your mind. You got to feed your mind with the word. You live by this stuff. Pray the big prayers today. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, you only pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
As we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for everything that's going on. I pray for my heart and my mind that you continually work with me to remove these thoughts. And again, I thank you for your word and just that we can live in that liberty. And I'm blessed for it. I thank you for our business, that everything that's going on, that you just continually do the things that need to get done. I pray for our country and the upcoming election, that you just take care of each and every one of those situations. And I just pray for your believers today, that you take care of them, bless them. And I'm just very thankful for what your son did. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.